Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. And he's still here. And we're having the good fortune to have with us our Nassau County District Attorney, Madeline Singus, who's bringing us up to date on how the office is not performing, but excelling during this difficult time of pandemic. But at the break, we just talked briefly, and we're going to talk about some scams that are going on. But more importantly, people have been locked in their house for 3 months now. I don't know the exact number. And we want to talk about domestic violence, because I did read something recently from the Safe Center, where I think the number was up 30%, whether it's true or not. You know, sometimes the numbers can be a little vague in the beginning. Madeline, what are your feelings there? What's going on with domestic violence? Is it something we can talk about? And what's...
Yeah, it's something we should absolutely... something we should absolutely talk about. And we're concerned in law enforcement. That's the fundamental truth. We're nervous because we know that people who are in abusive relationships or were in them are now in these abusive relationships, and they are essentially locked in with their abuser, right? They're sheltering in place with the person who is causing them the most pain and violence. And that has us really nervous because we know, from all the women that we've interviewed, and I've been doing this again a long time. And as you know, John, I was a special victims prosecutor. So these cases are near and dear to my heart. I've spent many hours talking to women and young children, and often when the time that they're able to report crimes, the time that they're able to make a break from their abuser is when they're out of the house, when they're at work and they confide in a coworker, when they have the time away from an abuser to go to somewhere like the Safe Center, to meet with an advocate, to sit down and come up with a safety plan and an exit strategy. All of those avenues are now unavailable to a woman, and I'll say woman because most of our victims in DV cases are women, but obviously there are some men as well. But most of those avenues are now shut for a woman. And if she is trapped in with her abuser, and the levels of control are really extensive, she might not even be able to place a phone call because he's looking at her phone and looking at her text messages. And she is essentially trapped in a house of horrors. And we're concerned about that. There are some reports that calls to the hotline are up. Cases, actual arrests in our office were down over the last few months. And again, that makes me nervous. That's not because it's not happening. We know it's happening, but women aren't able to report and aren't able to come into court and get the assistance that they need. So we're preparing our Special Victims Bureau and our advocates for what I think will be an onslaught of cases once everything is lifted and people are able to, again, engage in behaviors that will allow them to come forward and talk about what's been happening. So I tell people, neighbors, friends, if you can, go by and, stand at the doorway of someone that you think might be in trouble and just eyeball them, right? Because on the phone, it's hard. On a text message, if you say, how are you, and they write back, fine. Well, you can't really tell from their voice, obviously, in a text message, what's going on there. So if you can, check in on your neighbors, check in on your relatives, take a look at them. The same thing goes for kids, right? Because if you think about this, a lot of our reports of child abuse and child sexual abuse would come from the schools. Teachers have eyes on these kids. Teachers know these kids' behaviors, and they know when something is wrong. They might see bruises. Kids might open up to a teacher or someone in the school system, and then they're mandated to report to a state agency. Well, now that's not happening, and no one has eyes on these kids because they're inside, in their houses. And unfortunately, sometimes these homes, which should be the place where kids and women feel the most protected, are actually places that are just full of violence and pain and shame. And that's what we're worried about. So I just want to make sure that people understand that there is help there, that you can call 911. There is emergency housing for women if it's needed. Orders of protection are still being issued in courts. I want to put the number out if I can, John, of the Safe Sector.
Absolutely, please do.
Yeah, it's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week hotline, 516-542-0404. That's the Safe Center here in Nassau County. And the state child abuse hotline is 1-800-342-3720. So, you know, again, those are the cases that we feel.
Evan, do me a favor, just give both those numbers again. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sure. The state child abuse hotline is 1-800-342-3720. And the Safe Center for women who want to report abuse for victims of abuse is a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week hotline, and that's 516-542-0404. So again, you know, we're able to help people, and I want them to use those numbers. And I also tell women to take pictures of whatever injuries, because if we contemplate a case in the future, we'd like to have that evidence. And if you think someone is holding onto your phone or looking at your phone, then text those pictures out and then delete them off your phone to a friend or someone that you trust. And keep sort of a timeline and a diary so that we know what happened and when. If we ever need to make a criminal case, that would help.
You know, I don't.
Just another thought, Madeline. Yeah. I just read not long ago that in situations like that, chatting and text messages might be not a bad way to fly either, because as you pointed out, with photos, you can delete them if somebody catches them. So what's your thought there?
Yeah, again, you know, I mean, messages are tough because you can look at messages again. You have to send a message and delete it, right? So if that's what you're concerned about, some people take their victim's phones and scroll through it and see who they're talking to, what kind of phone calls they've made, who they're sending messages to. So that's what we don't want to put people in more danger. So I say, like, text and then delete, so that it's not on your phone any longer, but it's on the phone of someone that you trust that could then come into the hands of law enforcement.
The terrible thing about what Madeline is talking about is that poor woman or child that realizes what's going on to them, but in this pandemic realizes they can't get out of the house. And this could be already 3 months in the making, that if it is a neighbor who questions something, now's the time when you have to be a little bit more conscious. And even if you go over a couple of times a week just to say hello and bring coffee cake or something as a reason to knock on a door, that the husband might say, I never know when that pain in the backside is going to be coming over with a pound cake, so I better be good, versus having her open the door and you see a black eye on the woman. It's like, what happened, sweetie? And that's the importance of a neighbor. Who cares? And then after this is up, hopefully they'll get the proper treatment.
The other thing is, when you think about the stress, right, that this has caused, this pandemic, so many people. And if an abuser is out of work and there's a financial strain and he's drinking, now he's drinking even more. He's under the stress of not having a job. She can't get out of the house. Everything is exacerbated in a pandemic like this. So if you have a substance abuse problem, well, now you're self-medicating even more because of the strains that have been caused. So yeah, when we say we're all in this together, we are all in this together. So be a good neighbor, be a good friend, look into the people, look on, your neighbors, your relatives. You know when someone's in trouble, reach out to law enforcement. And let's look out for each other.
Yeah, just the thought that I'm admitting I don't know enough about it, but the flip side of that is the person who is the abuser. Are there programs out there that help people who do that not do it?
There are what we call batterers intervention programs, which sort of ask abusers to figure out their patterns and how to break those cycles. They may have been abused as children themselves, and once they recognize that, they can sort of stop that spiraling and stop that cycle. A lot of it, again, is substance abuse induced. You know, we hear a lot of women say, he's only this way when he's drunk. When he's not drunk, he's fine. You know, so that's when something like Phoenix comes in. Let's make sure that we get him the help that he needs so that he can control his drinking and get sober, and that family can live harmoniously. But of course, you know, some of the domestic violence that we see is so violent and the injuries are so bad that, you know, those are full blown criminal prosecutions where only going to jail will prevent this from happening again and will give women enough time to get out, to safety plan, to start their lives over again. You know, these are desperate situations. And again, you know, that's the stuff that keeps me up at night, like thinking about, you know, these vulnerable people in homes where the violence is just escalating and they have nowhere to go, no one to turn to because they've been stuck in their houses. The same goes for our elders. If you're in a home with an abusive child or an abusive grandchild, like, you know, you no longer have the ability to go out to the local Y or to a senior center to, you know, so where people can see you and you can interact. Now, again, you're not even going to the doctor. I mean, think about our seniors. Lots of times they're visiting their doctors several times a month. And the doctor, nurses, the receptionist has, again, eyes on this person and says, how are you feeling today? What's happening? Now imagine for months that hasn't been happening. And if they're in a home where someone is abusing them, we're not going to know about it. So again, those are the things that concern me. You know, for many of us, it's been, you know, like I've had my kids home. They're about to go off to college. It's been great to spend some real quality time with them before they're off to college. But for so many people, it's not a safe place to be sheltered with in your home. And that's what we're concerned about.
And, you know, the shame of it is, you know, it's a small segment of the population. So people listening to this program, it's a wake-up call that you have to appreciate the love, like you're saying, with your kids. It's a wonderful thing to be with your kids. An opportunity you wouldn't have had if you were working 9 to 5 plus in your DA office every day.
9 to 5, John, what do you think I'm working on?
I said 9 to 5 plus, Madeline, 9 to 5 plus.
That's a half day for me.
But it's the truth. Now you have some quality time with the kids. It'll never happen again, hopefully, in our lifetime that it's been like this. It's just absolutely great. I say it to my wife. We're hanging out all the time. I told my mother-in-law, I said, your daughter's actually nice. We're enjoying it. But honestly, you're running around all the time. You don't spend that much time together.
Right.
This really, but the other side of it is the negative. When the poor woman is petrified because she knows he's drinking, and there's nobody around but her, that God forbid. But it was an important segment, Madeline. Thank you very much. And actually, we're out of time. Okay. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to be with us. You shed a light on a very important issue for our listeners. I want you to be safe. We're not going to have you on before the kids go to college, so good luck to them.
Thank
you. We'll be talking soon. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.